Now to a new survey from the Pew Research Center that's found more evidence of a shift in public attitudes toward illegal drug use. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, the survey indicates growing public skepticism about prison terms for nonviolent drug offenders.
This shift has been going on for a while now. Previous polls already showed a new majority in favor of legalizing marijuana. But in this survey, you also see changing attitudes toward harder drugs. Carol Doherty is Pew's director of political research. What strikes him is that two-thirds of the respondents said they'd rather see the government focus on offering treatment to users of cocaine and heroin. Only 26% favored prosecution.
From there, you see that the public is really supportive of or moving away from kind of a punitive approach to some of these drug use issues.
And the politicians are following. By Pew's count, 30 states have eased penalties for drug possession over the past 4 years. And this isn't happening only in the country's more liberal precincts. Mark Levin is with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. They did a poll a few months ago and found some similar attitudes.
Some of the highest numbers were among Tea Party Republicans in terms of the question, should we divert low-level drug offenders to alternatives?
Still, this doesn't mean that we're in the middle of a smooth bipartisan policy shift. Levin says he's still seeing pockets of powerful resistance. He cites Louisiana, where the Sheriff's Association is lobbying for tougher minimum prison terms for heroin users.
Nearly all of the nonviolent ones are housed in parish jails run by the sheriffs, and the sheriffs receive state money for every inmate. So they have a huge financial interest in keeping up the high levels of incarceration.
And at the Pew Center, Carol Doherty says their survey does not show that people are less worried about drugs. The broad level of concern seems roughly stable. 32% call drug abuse a crisis nationally. What has changed, he says, is the racial dynamic.
Lower-income whites compared to 2001, many more saying it's a crisis. African-Americans holding a little bit more steady on that question.
As drug abuse is perceived more as an equal opportunity scourge, the broader public seems to have concluded that prison is not the answer after all. Martin Kosty, NPR News.